threatened Iran if protesters were killed, but said this week that the killings had stopped. Jane Araf, NPR News, Amman.
This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kate McIntyre. Good morning. The Kansas Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday in a legal battle between Governor Laura Kelly and Kansas Attorney General Kris Kobach. As Kaylin Moore reports, at issue is whether Kobach can block Governor Kelly's attempts to take legal action against the federal government.
The case surrounds the power of both offices and how far each can go when representing Kansas. Late last year, Kelly joined a federal lawsuit against the Trump administration over the coming loss of food assistance. Kobach had declined to take legal action. But Kobach pushed back against that in court today, saying the governor claims she can sue the federal government on behalf of her executive interests, which is not clearly defined.
The phrase that opposing counsel used was, no, she can still sue on behalf of her executive interests. What are executive interests? That's the whole waterfront.
Kobach said Kelly can sue on behalf of her office, but not the people of Kansas. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Is Sporting KC changing hands? The Kansas City Star reports the Illig family is selling their majority ownership in the Kansas City soccer team. The sale is to Peter Malouk of Overland Park, who already had a minority stake in the team. The sale would give Malouk majority, but not sole ownership of the team, which has been owned by the Illig family for almost 20 years. The franchise is valued at about $700 million. The KU men's basketball team beat Baylor yesterday 80-62. The Kansas University of Kansas women's basketball team plays Arizona State in Tempe today, that game at 3 o'clock this afternoon. It's a late night for Kansas State men's basketball team. They play at 9 o'clock tonight, and the Kansas State women play in Lubbock against Texas Tech, that game at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Mostly cloudy and cold this morning, turning partly sunny, still cold this afternoon. Highs only getting up to the lower 20s. A little on the windy side with gusts from the northwest up to 30 miles per hour. It's 17 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, we'll hear from sports writer Howard Bryant. Sure, he'll talk sports, but he'll also talk about his brand new book, Kings and Pawns. That conversation coming up at 9:41 on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. Mostly cloudy skies this morning and cold. We're expecting highs today only in the lower 20s. We've actually dropped several degrees. It's only 13 degrees right now in Atchison, 16 degrees in Manhattan. Got a chance of flurries this afternoon under sunny skies. This is KPR.
I'm Windsor Johnston with these headlines. The Justice Department is
from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Takash Quartet with pianist Joyce Yang, Tuesday, January 20th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
We've got 20 more minutes of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. Then stay with us at 10 o'clock for NPR's news quiz. Wait, wait, don't tell me. Today, actor, boxer and star of HBO's True Detective, Night Country, Kaylee Reese, stops by to play Not My Job. That's coming up at 10 o'clock this morning on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Join us as we celebrate 30 years of music that is shaken, not stirred. KPR presents the Retro Cocktail Hour 30th Anniversary Weekend, February 27th and 28th. Join us for a whole weekend of fun. Find a complete schedule and tickets at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Eric and Wendy and from the Doris Duke Foundation.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next on KPR is NPR's News Quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Today with special guest Kaylee Reese stopping by to play Not My Job. Join us as we celebrate 30 years of music that's shaken, not stirred. It's Retro Cocktail Hour's 30th Anniversary Weekend, February 27th and 28th. Join us for the Jet Setter Jazz of the band Nutty, plus Exotica Cocktail, performing the music of Martin Denny and Les Baxter. Get a complete schedule at kansaspublicradio.org.
From NPR at WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis.
And I'm Peter Sagal. If you thought the wars we've had so far were exciting, you're going to love the next one. Forget Axis versus Allies. Get ready for Navy SEALs versus actual SEALs. We'll give you a pregame preview, plus boxer and star of HBO's True Detective, Kaylee Reese, tells us whether she wears her boxing championship belts on the red carpet. And Bill Curtis, mad we missed out on this year's Golden Globes, is already planning on winning next year.
We are ready. We are going.
We'll ask who is going, where, and why on our quiz, which is coming up right after this hour's news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The Justice Department is investigating Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey.
And Jarl and Pamela Moan, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly cloudy skies this morning, becoming partly sunny this afternoon with a chance of flurries. Cold temperatures today with highs only getting up to the lower 20s. It's 19 degrees in Emporia, 16 degrees here in Lawrence.
The following program was taped in front of an audience.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.edu. And from Explore Lawrence, celebrating Restaurant Week through January 25th. Details, including participating restaurant and event menus, are online at explore jessicalawrence.com. Mostly cloudy skies this morning, becoming partly sunny this afternoon. Much colder temperatures. We've dropped a couple degrees in the last hour or so. It's 15 in Lawrence, 15 in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and...
Or, wait, don't tell me. From NPR.
This week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we've got mood music for headhunters. Teenagers go to the Tiki Bar. And there's new music by the Waikiki 7 and the Tiki Yaki Orchestra. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music is always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday at 7 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. We've got 20 more minutes of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and then stay with us for the Moth Radio Hour coming up at 11 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. We've still got mostly to partly cloudy skies this morning, becoming partly sunny this afternoon. Cold temperatures with highs only in the lower 20s. We've actually dropped a couple degrees while I've been here this morning. It's 14 in Manhattan.
Support for NPR comes from NPR.
This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. Coming up next here on KPR, it's the Moth Radio Hour. The time is 11 o'clock. This is KPR.
And I will...
That's when the Moth Radio Hour continues.
Support for the Moth comes from Odoo. Odoo streamlines every aspect of your company in one simple and efficient business management platform. More information at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
And by Progressive Insurance, home of Snapshot, offering a personalized rate on car insurance based on safe driving habits. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Snapshot is not available in California or from all agents.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.com/Peasley Promise. And from the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, offering Friends of the Zoo memberships, providing admission to the zoo for an entire year. Membership supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org. This is Kansas Public Radio.
This is the Moth Radio Hour from
Toll, Massachusetts, and presented by the Public Radio Exchange, PRX.org.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from Explore Lawrence, celebrating Restaurant Week now through January 25th. Details, including participating restaurants and event menus, are online at explorelawrence.com. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, on a mission to make low-waste living easier with local and low-waste groceries, soap refills, recycling, and composting. Information at fullcirclesustainability.org. We've got more Moth Radio Hour, and then 20 minutes from now, it's This American Life on Kansas Public Radio.
You're listening to the Moth Radio Hour, story from the Moth.
This episode of the Moth Radio Hour was produced by me, Jay Allison, and Catherine Burns, Jennifer Hickson, and Angelica Lindsay Ali, who also hosted the show. Co-producer is Vicki Merrick, associate producer Emily Couch. The stories were directed by Jennifer Hickson. The rest of the Moss leadership team includes Sarah Haberman, Sarah Austin-Jeunesse, Meg Bowles, Kate Tellers, Jennifer Birmingham, Marina Kluche, Suzanne Rust, Brandon Grant, Inga Gladowski, Sarah Jane Johnson, and Aldi Kaza. Moss stories are true as remembered and affirmed by the storytellers. Our theme music is by The Drift. Other music in this hour from Wolf Peck, Okinja Afrozo, Steve Fawcett, Dustin O'Halloran, and Ben Dan Productions. We received funding from the National Endowment for the Arts. The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX. For more about our podcast, for information on pitching us, your own story, and everything else, go to our website, themoth.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This American Life. Today on This American Life, a Christian and a Muslim walk into a bar. Yes, it's a joke. Comedy in the age of danger. Just ahead on This American Life. Support for Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music hosting the Prairie Winds Festival featuring percussionist Jason Trouting. Saturday, February 7th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. And from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at eaglesrestnaturalhome.com. Who doesn't love a party? Join us February 27th and 28th when KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour is throwing a bunch of parties, including concerts by the LA band Nutty and Lawrence's own Exotica Cocktail. Find the complete schedule and tickets at kansaspublicradio.org or get your tickets now at Liberty Hall or Ticketmaster. Then join us February 27th and 28th for a Retro Cocktail Hour weekend. We've got partly sunny skies this afternoon and cold, highs only in the lower 20s. It's 16 degrees in Lawrence.
Sharif Homsey is a stand-up comic in a place that's not really known for its comedy scene.